Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be, all across the country with that free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, May 2nd, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop, who will be turning 55 this weekend. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's right. You're a Star Wars guy. May the 4th.
How do you remember all this?
I remember it took me maybe 20 years that it's the day before Cinco de Mayo.
Got it.
And you start hearing, you know, a few days before Cinco de Mayo, the Cinco de Mayo buzz.
Sure. It starts building.
Yeah, you're right.
Yesterday when I was going to the break room, they had on Fox 5, which is always on one of the TVs, they had the crew out in front of Diablo's, which is at MGM National Harbor.
Yes, I know it well.
I was like, why are they there? Oh, Cinco de Mayo's coming up.
They're going to do a hit
by a Mexican restaurant.
I came this close to throwing up in Diablo's Cantina this past October because I pregamed a little too hard with, of course, Rom, the world's worst influence. Mm. He brought super strong pumpkin beers to hang out with before we went to eat, and he peer pressured me into drinking the third beer when I was like, dude, these are 10% alcohol. These are going to hit us like a hammer. You don't understand. So, of course, we each drank the third beer, and I nearly...
And you were Dunsky.
And then I ordered a Marg when I sat down at Diablo's, and then I was like, I think I'm going to throw up. I was this close, but luckily, I gathered myself, drank some water, hydrated myself.
Went to the hotel room.
No. Then I drank the margarita, and then I went and played in the Cakes Classic.
Oh, that was pro.
Yeah, it was pregame.
You probably didn't fare too well feeling that bad.
I'm sure I didn't cash.
Yeah.
I'm sure I didn't. Probably got knocked out in the first three or four rounds.
Let me ask you something about hydrating. So I've been super dehydrated at times, and I have found that water and all these electrolyte drinks and all that, they don't do it. They don't help me. They don't help me.
Water.
It usually happens because I'm outside, walking, playing golf for 4 or 5 hours, hit the sauna, you know, and then I'm just not able to replenish enough. And my body will cramp up.
Yeah.
But you know what did help?
I don't.
And I guess this makes sense. I mean, literally had 3 electrolyte bottles, did nothing, just a banana.
Really? Potassium hooked you?
Is that what it is? My wife suggested
it. I don't know.
And then all of a sudden it worked.
That probably worked.
I stopped cramping up.
That's good.
Like I would cramp up all over my body.
Yeah.
Calves, hamstrings, hands. I'm sitting at dinner and it's like I'm spazzing out, like I'm having some sort of epileptic. And it's just my body locking up. It's cramping up.
Sure.
And none of the electrolytes, water, didn't do it. The banana saved me.
You're a banana guy.
I hate bananas.
Not a big fan of bananas.
I don't like bananas. I know Jason's a banana guy.
I try and eat them every day.
But I might be a new banana guy.
That dovetails into my theory that outside of pineapple, almost all tropical fruits, almost all, are vastly overrated. Pineapple's amazing.
Pineapple's great for you, too.
Mango, get out of here. Papaya, trash. Banana, vastly overrated.
Well, you know,
tropical fruits, I'm not the biggest fan. I know it's a weird take.
I like fruit.
I like fruit, too.
How about a good kiwi?
Kiwi not considered a tropical fruit.
It's not?
I don't think so.
I don't know what the difference. He's making a distinction between a tropical fruit.
I'm talking about fruits, like if you go down to the Caribbean, that part of the world where they're prevalent, like Costa Rica, like a few places I've actually been on the globe.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my experience is pineapple, amazing. That's a one seed. All the others, shoot them right into the
sun.
Let
me give you. I'm glad you brought up kiwi. I've been lately been getting a lot of stuff on my feeds about how great kiwi is to help your sleeping.
Oh, really?
Supposedly, if you take two, you know how I'm an olive oil guy now, so I try to get a spoon of olive oil after every meal.
Mm-hmm.
Two kiwi before you go to bed. Supposed to hook you. Doesn't raise your glycemic index or whatever. Doesn't raise your sugars.
Okay.
And there's something in there has a precursor to melatonin.
Ah.
It's supposed to help you go to sleep faster and longer.
So you take the kiwi and the melatonin?
I suppose you could do that. I haven't done it yet. My wife and I have been discussing it because we've been passing along these little reels, you know, where these doctors say, hey, do this, do
this.
The
only issue with kiwi, unless it's pre-prepared, it's a pain in the ass to, like, peel it. And there's a lot of work that goes into a kiwi.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if it's cut up in a bowl already for you.
No, there's some labor-intensive stuff to it. Or you could just bite into it and spit out the skin. You know what I mean? Like, not bite into it for, like an apple.
Yeah.
But just, like, cut it in half, cut it in quarters. Mm-hmm. Maybe eat it like an orange.
Yeah, I don't know.
Never
tried that.
Will the bishops be having a birthday cake on Sunday? Like, what do you do?
No. We won't do anything.
You won't do anything?
No, I mean, it's a Sunday. I mean,
no birthday. Maybe
you'll have a cake.
Maybe your daughters come home and you do a cake.
No, there's no way my younger daughter's coming. She's got graduation and finals, and she's not coming home from tech. My oldest daughter, I just dropped her off at the airport at 4:30.
Where's she heading?
She's going to Nashville.
Smashville?
Yeah, to hang out with her friends down there for the weekend.
Very good.
They don't care about my birthday. And honestly, I don't care about my birthday.
Yeah.
Birthday is now, and when you get in your 50s, you just
want
to forget about
it. Yeah, but you want to keep having them. That's the revelation that I have.
But I don't need a cake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a birthday cake.
Cakes are pretty good. A cake, yeah, like you don't eat it all the time, but every once in a while for celebrations.
Don't need one.
Pretty good.
Sunday's just going to be a regular day, and the weather's supposed to be poopy.
Will the wife get you a gift?
Nah. I'll tell
a
her
A card?
Not to. Maybe a card.
Because that's really getting down to the bottom of the barrel.
I don't really care.
No cake?
No, I don't really care about it.
I care. I like to feel a little bit special on my birthday.
Just be acknowledged for a moment. He doesn't even like to be acknowledged for one moment.
At least go out to dinner.
But I think
that's a bare minimum.
I think I speak for everybody on this. Having happy birthday sung to you, especially as an adult, is probably the most cringeworthy 40 to 45 seconds of your entire year.
Hmm.
That's just my opinion. Because you feel weird. You're the center of attention. You don't really want to be. People are singing off pitch. It's awkward.
Most people can't sing. That is true.
I mean, it's just, it sucks.
Yeah, but I don't mind the sentiment.
Happy birthday.
I don't mind the sentiment.
The sentiment is fine.
Kate's usually a traditionalist.
I am, but that tradition is one I'd be
fine
with.
You just don't like it?
Just bring the cake out, light the candle.
And just say happy birthday.
Blow it out.
You don't have to
say happy birthday. Let's skip the whole singing charade.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm not really
looking. Maybe that's just me being a Grinch. I don't know.
I'm with you. I don't need that. I don't need the cake. I don't need a card. I don't need gifts. I don't need it.
I'll take all the other stuff.
I do. I like all the other stuff. I like a little pomp and circumstance around your boy.
If work wants to give me the day off when it's my birthday, I'll take that.
Well. Sure.
But, you know, it's just a regular Sunday.
I mean, they are giving you the day off. It's
Sunday. Yeah. Right.
You won't go to Starbucks and get hooked with a free drink for your birthday?
No.
I mean, you could do that.
No.
I mean, you're
coffee.
You're a miser. You would love that.
I'm a miser.
Why don't you go to Pupatella?
Maybe I will.
Go to Pupatella. That'd be perfect. You get a free dinner.
I've been going there a lot lately.
I bet you have.
Taking advantage.
I took advantage of the VIP card.
I had a run where I was going a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get back into it. I haven't been in a few weeks.
Get it back in the rotation.
Yeah.
I was actually... Last night was my wife's birthday. My wife's birthday is May 1st. We went out to dinner, and I was sitting at my daughter came with us. We were sitting at the bar, and there was.
Did you go to your usual Thursday spot?
No, we went to a different spot, one of our Italian favorites over there in Ashburn. Anyway, so there was a big brother sitting right Kind of right next to us.
Okay.
We're supposed to guess.
Sitting what, by what, himself.
What Redskin okay. is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, what commander and was said, sitting near you?
And I said, that's definitely a commander.
Okay.
But I couldn't recognize him.
All right.
So then I looked through the roster, and I just couldn't recognize him. So I just asked the bartender, say, what's the guy's name right there? And she said, I don't know. And then he paid, and then she looked at the credit card and statement, then she told me, Jalen Holmes.
Mm. Ah, I don't like have a
defensive
big file.
Lineman, right?
I don't have a big
Jalen
file.
Holmes, yeah. Big defensive tackle, went yeah. to Ohio State, I yeah. believe. I think he was with the Commanders just last year.
He dressed for a few games, I think. Yeah. He was active. Mm. I don't think he was active like every week.
Yeah, I mean, like he's a third string guy.
Yeah. But, just a guy battling to make the roster.
Yeah, just a big dude. He's played for the Vikings, the yeah. Jets. I don't know. He's been in the league
bunch
like 7 years. Yeah. But anyway, he was a nice guy, mm-hmm. nice dude, talking to everybody. But I knew he was a player. I just couldn't recognize
the
him.
The players tend to stand out, right? Because they're just so markedly
yeah.
bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're markedly more in shape. Even when you saw Luvu at that Caps game and he's wearing kind of that like see-through shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you just could see just how ripped he is.
Well, mm-hmm. Holmes is listed as 6'5", 283.
Yeah, he went. He was.
So, yeah, I mean, just yeah. a big, strikes an imposing figure when yeah. he walks in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was crushing some ravioli.
Well, ravioli is good.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
It's delicious.
I don't eat enough ravioli. I really like ravioli.
Did you go to the spot that you sent me to recently?
No,
in
I did not.
Different
did
spot.
Not. Different spot.
Was he eating ravioli stuffed with cheese or something, did
I
meat
there
in
was
it?
Some, I think there was some meat with like a vodka sauce.
So good.
No yeah, cheese?
So delicious.
Isn't all ravioli stuffed with cheese?
It can be stuffed with meat,
I'm sure
too.
It had some cheese and okay, meat.
Or it could be stuffed with like cheese and like
I don't
spinach.
Know exactly what was in his ravioli.
Yeah, you weren't that invasive.
I just know it looked yeah. like ravioli.
I'm not like Scotty Scheffler. I don't make my own ravioli or whatever. I just go to the grocery store and
they've already made it.
It's at an end cap where the freezer air.
Exactly what you're talking about.
And I always just get the four cheese ravioli.
Sounds mm-hmm. great.
Yeah. It's weird to me that you like that because you're a cheese weirdo.
It's just a different type of cheese.
You're okay with that.
I'm telling you, my real kryptonite is hard block cheese or slices of cheese.
Oh, I bet.
But if you have like
five of those yesterday.
If you have grated parm, I'm going to put it all over my pasta.
All right.
Good. I just am. All right. It's just what I do.
He's got quirks.
Yeah.
Got a lot
cakes
of quirks.
Is quirks.
If you got nacho cheese, I'm gonna finish my chips.
Right.
And then I've documented this before.
Lick your fingers.
I'm going to stick my fingers in there. And it's gross. And then I'm out. Pop them in my mouth.
Well, this is what I did yesterday.
Lick the cheese off.
I tweeted this yesterday. I had the end of the Wavy Lays bag, and I liked them so much.
Yeah.
I poured them into a bowl. I knew I had some hell of a good French onion dip. I put a dollop, a large mm-hmm. dollop of it.
It's amazing.
And took a spoon, because I didn't want to use my fingers.
Yeah.
Because I know where my fingers have been.
Sure.
And then I just was eating it like ice cream.
One of the greatest tips I've ever gotten, snack food-wise, is from our former producer and still friend, Brett Oliverio. He said, if you get to the bottom of a chip bag,
right.
you stick your you wet your finger,
yeah.
and you get in the corner, and you get the crumbs,
yeah.
and then you put it in your mouth. I mean, it's just genius. Yeah. I still use it to this day.
I feel like I came up with a
sage
new concoction.
Advice.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. That's the number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Going to talk some NBA today. Sean Devaney joins us. The Knicks win on a Jalen Brunson jumper, 116-113 over the Pistons. So they advance to play the Celtics in the second round. We'll talk to Sean about that and the rest of the NBA. Kevin McCarthy on the movies at 9:40. But next, the mayor called into Grant and Danny. Some interesting situations here about the parking. Will it be worth it for RFK given the parking situation? We'll tackle that next here in the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Earlier this week, some monumental news. The Commanders plan to go back to RFK. I'm saying plan because now all of a sudden there's a lot of chatter about the negatives. But the news, you had a conference between Josh Harris and the mayor, Muriel Bowser, announcing them coming home.
Mm-hmm.
you know, the Joe Theismann video. Mayor Bowser came on this show a few days ago. And now she's gone on Grant and Danny. That was yesterday to talk about the parking situation. Mm-hmm. Here's Mayor Bowser with Grant Danny.
Mayor Bowser, I want to ask you a question about something you mentioned. You talked about parking. I believe the figure you quoted was $356 million. The 8,000 parking spots are mostly going to be garages. We had Charles Allen on, who's obviously you know this, but for our listeners, a council member on who's against the stadium. This is what he said. This is a quick clip, but I want you to respond to this.
We would not only pay to build them, we would own them. And then under the terms of the deal, the Commanders get all the parking revenue from it, from the parking garages that we build and own. That's what I mean when I say this is a bad deal. It's a bad deal for the city right now. There's a lot of elements. If this is something that's going to happen, a lot of this has to change.
So he said the parking is this non-starter based on the terms of the deal. What's your reaction to that?
That he doesn't understand complicated municipal finance and infrastructure finance. That's all that says to me. What it says is that that revenue wouldn't exist but for the stadium. And so we use revenue that wouldn't exist but for projects all the time to finance those projects. It's a very common tool. And so what else would he have us do than use the money generated on the project to make the project financially feasible?
It's a little bit above my head, the whole finance. We talked about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's pencil pushing that I can't quite fathom. Look, they're not going to have a huge parking lot. It's going to be parking garages. There aren't going to be that many spaces. That may be frustrating to the fan base. From the city's perspective, there's certainly a lot of people that are upset that public funds in this amount. Mayor Bowser and DC presented it as, well, the percentage is less than all these other cities mm-hmm. that have built new stadiums, mm-hmm. but the total is actually
more
greater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a spin zone deal where they're spinning it. We're not spending that much money in public funds, but they actually are. So from the city perspective, I get it. It's frustrating.
By the way, pretty cool that the mayor is just cruising around and then all of a sudden she's Muriel from DC just calling in to voice her opinions. And
she's listening.
She heard something she clearly disagreed with, thought was false information, and she wanted to present her side.
Right.
But when you hear
all this negativity from the city standpoint, the Charles Allens of the world, mm-hmm. and the Phil Mendelsons of the world, and they only need those three votes to push it through, but it just seems like it sounds like it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher to convince them. You know, unless they're just talking a lot of smack publicly to the media and deep down they know they're going to pass it. But, you know, if they're not happy with just the parking, I mean, that's just one aspect
of this. Well, let's talk about the parking. Okay, again, put it in context because we've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. 8,000 spots. What do we say? The current site, FedEx, has 30,000?
I think it's 22,000.
22,000. It's a lot more. So that's a third less.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. That's a lot less. Mm-hmm. I know I'm reading and I didn't think much of it at the time, but I'm rereading, you know, this morning where Josh Harris says, you know, you can ride your bike there from Nats Park. It's a 15-minute bike.
What?
Nobody in the world is riding their bike, taking their family on a bike trip to a football game.
Was he saying that seriously?
I don't know.
Yeah, you can ride your bike, EB.
Or was he just being facetious?
I don't know if he was being facetious. He goes,
I think he has fond memories of riding his own bike to go to RFK.
He's a little bit older than us, so maybe when he was a kid, he hopped
on
my bike.
I read him say something like, I rode my bike there or whatever when I was a kid or whatever in the wild west.
By the way, you are 100% correct. Nobody is riding their bike to a game.
No one. I mean, maybe a kid that lives next door. But no one is getting their family and say, guys, let's get on these Schwinn's.
Yeah.
And we're heading downtown.
That's called
a pipe dream. To the game.
I liked Valdez's hop on the pegs and two of us can go on one bike.
Yeah.
No, you on my handlebars, the other one on my pegs.
It's not a thing. Okay.
Three on a bike.
Yeah. And listen, I know JP's a big advocate for the Metro. It's fine if you like that. It's not my preferred mode of transportation. I suppose I'd do it if it was the only way to get there. But it is an issue.
I would sooner hang glide into the stadium than I would ride a bike to the stadium.
I mean, it's just not a
it's
thing.
About the same chances that would happen.
Hey, can you imagine how sad that bike ride is if they lose? You gotta pedal back home.
Can you imagine how treacherous the bike ride is after you've drank 12 beers during the game?
I guess he's alluding to there are, I'm not familiar with the bike trail along the Anacostia, but I guess there is. So he's not suggesting like, you know, you ride on.
Pedal through the city.
The city. Yeah. Okay. He's suggesting that people could, I don't even think he's even thinking it's real plausible, but he's just saying you can actually ride your bike from Nats Park. It's a 15-minute yeah. bike ride along the trail there. No one's riding their bike to the football game, just so we know that.
Showing up to the stadium in your Lance Armstrong gear.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Lugging yeah. your helmet I mean, around.
Yeah. Chris Farley might run there, but everyone
Chris
else.
Chris Farley would run there.
Your spandex onesie.
Everyone else is driving.
Probably going to use some sort of gas vehicle.
Or taking the metro.
Or vehicle.
I mean, yeah. I remember when we were doing the bits back at Nats Park, Chris Farley would run there, slug a few Miller Lights, and then run home.
Right.
He was the only guy in the stadium doing that.
But doesn't
right. one
doesn't,
of one
doesn't Nats Park only have a few thousand parking spots? I saw that the other day. I saw that Wembley Stadium seats 90,000 people has 2,000 parking spots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It can be done. You just have to change your mindset about how you're getting to a game.
You've got to take
the
metro.
I've always driven. I've never taken the metro.
Well, that's because of where it's been at.
Well, also, Matt, a lot of people, if they're not parking in the garages, they're parking in the neighborhoods.
Right.
Well, that's a thing.
And, you know,
and that's what I would do. I'd park in the neighborhoods.
Unless people go to a baseball game. Their average baseball game, I'm looking up the attendance
it's a lot
for national games, is like 22,000.
Well, yeah, right. If I lived in that neighborhood, I'd be doing what the people in Green Bay just did for the draft. I'd be opening up my driveway and my front yard.
Oh, yeah.
And you park for $50 a car.
We used to do that in Baltimore.
I'm making a cottage industry
out of it. You'd practically park.
No, but JP's right. I mean, it's more than half less people going to the Nats games than it'll be going to the Commanders games.
For sure.
I mean, there's going
to
be 65,000 going to Commanders games.
Yeah.
But you would change your behavior. If there aren't parking spots, then you're going to take the metro, even if you don't like it.
You'd be forced to.
Or if you're like of our generation and you've been to a million games, you don't have to be to every game. You just probably won't go.
I've read a bunch. Look, a lot of the stuff is being kicked around. They talked. It was like they had a general outline.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to build a stadium. They don't know what the stadium's going to look like. These are all made up renderings right now that we're seeing, mm-hmm. right? They kicked around potentially opening up a new stop. Like there's a stop that is somewhat close to RFK, but they might spend millions upon millions of dollars building a new stop even closer.
Stadium Armory, isn't that right at the complex? How would they build one closer?
Mm.
It's like right at the armory.
Yeah. I don't know how it could be closer.
I read an article that said they were going to open up a new stop.
I've heard the same thing.
Maybe coming off a different line. How can you build one closer? Maybe coming off a different line.
That might not be closer.
Okay. Just coming off a different line.
Okay.
So that you have people come from different directions.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, also,
I'm not a metro architect, Cakes.
And also some of the council members are talking about the fact that the metro... Okay, if you add more lines, all right, you spend all this money and add more lines, well, you're not going to get enough events at the new RFK that will support that. I know that Bowser and Harris said, yeah, we want to get 200 events here. Mm-hmm. They're not getting 200 events.
That sounds aggressive. Sounds like an aggressive.
I mean, you're not going to get 200, Tay-Tay concerts.
Right. That's literally a. Every day and a half.
You're going to get 9 major events, and those are games.
100
maybe
events.
Maybe 11 or 12.
You make it 100. 200 sounds.
Yeah, but they're
like
not going to be major.
Even 100 is crazy.
You'll get 20 to 30 major events, and then you'll have 70 to 75 lesser events.
But the council members are saying that's not going to be enough to support.
Right.
And the revenue from the metro won't be enough to support what you're going to spend on it. It would take years to make that money back.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of ifs.
I understand. I mean, it's far from a done deal.
Oh, I know.
All right. It's a lot of hurdles to get over.
Let's go to Rob in D.C. Rob, what's up, buddy?
Is he your biking to the stadium bit?
Oh, I don't know. Let me guess. The biking crowd is very defensive.
Oh, I know.
They're super defensive.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rob.
I'm the guy in the bike lane that Valdez hates. I don't care. So the bike valet at Nats Park is incredibly popular. Ask people about it. You get to park your bike for free and get your bike afterwards after the game. Super popular.
How many people use it? When you say super popular, How many people are using it on an average game?
100 weirdos?
100? Maybe 200?
Yeah, 50-ish.
Yeah, but listen, 50-ish.
Out of 22,000, I don't consider that super popular.
Yeah. Bike valet.
Can you imagine being a bike valet?
A couple hippies hop on a bike and go to the game. Most people ain't doing it.
Well, okay, well, there's also the Capital Bike Share. That's popular. I can't quantify that. There's a lot of bike lanes that have been put in the city. I know you all hate
it. Catastrophe.
Us,
but... Yeah.
By the way, the signal right near the studio, it couldn't be more confusing to 99% of the people, where they have not only a stoplight, then they have an arrow where you can go right on red when it's blinking yellow. Then also they have the world's smallest bike lane light where you have red, green, and yellow with a little bike in the middle of it. People don't know what to do. They're paralyzed at the intersection. Mm-hmm. They're sitting there. People are honking at them. Yeah. It's insanity.
Right.
Is that true, Rob?
Yeah, sure. We need more of that. Cakes, I personally invite you to do some reconnaissance at RFK. I know you like to run around Roosevelt Island in D.C. It's a beautiful area over there. You can explore all these things firsthand.
Near RFK, it's beautiful?
Yeah, Kingman and Heritage Island are these beautiful islands.
I've been over there with Chris Farley before. It ain't that beautiful. Trust me.
Here's the thing about your wildly popular claim. I just did some math. Even if you multiplied your number, I'm going to use the 50... times 10, made it 500. That's still only 0.02% at Nats Park.
I hope you're tipping your bike valet. Don't be a squeaker.
See you tomorrow.
Listen.
Rob, you're saying you're going to ride your bike to Commanders games?
I mean, well, I'm not exactly a Commanders fan, but I live a mile and a half from the stadium. I bike there all the time. Like, the city is extremely bike-friendly. And I bike to Nats games all the time. It's like a 20-minute bike ride. I bike to Capital One. I could bike to all those places way faster than a car, because I'm kind of the guy who's maybe going through red lights, earmuffs.
This is exactly the person I hate.
Right?
You're on the road. Adhere to the traffic laws.
Stick to the trails. Get off my effing road.
Rob, thank you for the call.
Thank you,
I have
Rob.
A perfect example right here where we're broadcasting.
I actually hate
from.
Rob.
In the parking garage where we park, where Eric and I park.
Yeah.
Okay. They have a dedicated, like, bike parking area that they just refurbished.
Do you see any bikes in there?
It's got like paintings on the wall, places to park your bike. Yeah. It's completely set off from the rest of the parking. Right. You know what I don't see in there? Bikes.
I don't see any bikes. That's the exact person I hate, because they want road equality, but they don't adhere to the traffic signals.
That's correct. They do not.
They don't.
They blow through traffic lights.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
They've taken out stretches. You know, you see the bike lanes on one particular stretch on Old Georgetown Road. And I just want to freaking kill everyone. I've never seen a bike on it. Literally never seen a bike on it. And all it's doing is making traffic more congested. You just took away a lane of traffic.
Mike Marr, I need you to go down to the parking garage right now and give me a head count on how many bikes are in the bike pen in the basement.
We got one guy.
If it's more than three, I'm stunned.
There's definitely one long-term hippie guy that works upstairs. He goes down with his hog out in the bathroom in the gym. That guy. Okay. He rides his bike here. Comes in sweaty and dirty, and he's got a big Louisville Slugger in his pants, and he flaunts it. He's actually not even a big guy.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a 5'8".
Yeah.
Guy,
short king.
He's a short king, and he's fit for his old age, and he's got a big
slinky.
Because
riding a bike everywhere instead of driving.
Yeah, he's the only guy I've ever seen riding a bike. All right, let's go to Matthew in D.C. Matthew, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Listen, the bike thing is a joke,
right?
But I only mean it tangentially, and that's because it's going to be winter. Who the hell's going to be biking in December for D.C. and in January when we're hosting the NFC Championship?
Well, no one's going to do it when it's 100 degrees, buddy. No one's going to do it when it's 70 degrees. No one's going to do it.
It's a niche. It's a very small niche that they're hyping up.
It is a niche, but you know what is not
a
niche?
Don't call it niche. It's niche. Sorry, it's always been niche.
Yeah. I apologize.
Thank you.
And I will apologize to my aunt later today for calling her aunt. what I want to say, though, is A big shift in transportation is Uber, Lyft, and shared vehicles. There will be thousands upon thousands of people coming to the stadium using those services.
Which I've done that.
See, that makes sense.
Now, that makes it a little bit more difficult, too, though. You have to, because you can't have 1,000 Ubers all picking us up at one spot, right? You got to move around.
Well,
it gets
I'm
going to
guess that whatever iteration it winds up being, there's going to be a massive rideshare area.
Yeah, there's going to be a huge
ride. But even then, it's
you got to spread it out. It's like when I went to UFC in LA and I'm walking out of Intuit, we got an Uber, but we walked like 15 minutes so that we could just move away from the mess.
Right. Yeah. Even just the other cars.
Yes.
Everything.
And there is a big point about that, which is, I know a little bit about this part for a variety of reasons, but the key is the following. People come to events over a staggered period of time. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody's there for first pitch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people coming in the first inning, second inning. A lot of people will be arriving in the first quarter. But there are people who want to be there early, tailgate Ted, and want to be there at the beginning. So coming to the game is actually not that hard relative to leaving. When you leave, you have everybody leaving at the same time, and that's where the real cluster will happen.
100%.
Well, what they hope is over time, that area is going to build up a bunch of businesses and bars, and then you're going to hopefully have more people that linger and go to the restaurants afterwards.
Right.
But that's down the road.
Circa is as busy after a Nats game as it is before a Nats game. That's exactly the point you're making. There are ways that will mitigate any of the quote loss in parking. Yep. So I just wanted you guys to know that there's some transportation thinking already going in behind this.
What is your guess then? Is your guess that this gets pulled? You sound like you're somewhat plugged in. Is your guess that this gets pulled off, or are they going to have to pull this?
No, my guess is that it gets pulled off, not pulled away. Pulled out.
Yeah.
Really? Well, and what is the number one reason?
Well, I simply believe that the point about that land being available for development and it having this ability to be a revitalized center with an anchor like a stadium is simply too substantial a way of spurring immediate redevelopment there that it could be... that they could not let it not happen.
So you're saying it absolutely will happen?
I would be surprised if it doesn't.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Appreciate
Thank
your perspective.
You. Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Thank the way, you, sir. Real quick, the way I look at it, all right, this is 5 years down the road, all right, at the earliest. Anytime you build, there's going to be an issue. It's not going to be perfect.
But you still want it to be a complete disaster.
There's going
to
be unhappy people. It's going to take longer, you know, bigger part of your day to get to and from the stadium for games. You're just going to have to deal with it. You know, people are going to have to deal with the traffic and how long it takes to get there. Find, like you said the other day, find other ways to get there.
Right.
You just got to deal.
Right.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. You can also text us on that Lido Pizza text line. We'll be right back. All right, so sometimes behind the scenes, sales will ask you to do something. And our pal Sam Weiner gave me a game-worn Old Glory DC rugby shirt.
Yep. Love
and
Old Glory.
I'll put on a couple of LBs, but this thing is snug.
Now, again, you're
maybe
not
that's
doing
the thing.
He's also not doing himself any favors. He's wearing
a hoodie
and a t-shirt underneath.
And another t-shirt. He's wearing three layers of shirt.
Well, what size is that?
I have no idea.
Well, okay. You also don't know the size.
I mean, it's at least...
Cake said that he's gotten one in the past, too, and it was snug.
Yeah, there's... Now, again...
It's that type of material where... It
stretches.
Yeah. It pulls towards... I looked at it yesterday, and I was like, it looks off-white. Like, is this game-worn? And then I saw Sam, he's like, yeah, it's game-worn.
Yeah, look at you.
So it's pretty cool, because I have a game on Saturday at the Maryland Soccerplex at 10:30, and then Old Glory plays at 2. It's like a family day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I might stick around.
I have a renewed interest in rugby because my son, as his post-lacrosse career is over now, begun, and he's been playing rugby for this team. I think they're called Lansdowne or something. I don't know. It's like an old Irish team, and they practice twice a week.
What color are their rugby shirts?
Don't know.
Do they have jerseys?
I'm so unobservant, I don't even know.
All right.
And then their games are all like online. I can watch them online.
Okay. Cool. That's cool.
So I'm becoming a rugby guy.
Do they wear knee pads?
No.
Do they wear anything?
So. No chance.
Maybe a mouthpiece.
I mean, if you're the wimpiest rugby player ever, you might wear knee pads. But I mean, I went to the Old Glory game when they were, I think I went to the USA Scotland game at Audi Field last spring. Those dudes weren't wearing knee pads.
I know. I don't think they wear anything.
You know what they're wearing? Cleats.
Couple guys.
Shorts. And
couple guys
tight
are wearing those like soccer, you know, concussion things.
Yeah, helmet. They might wear
like a soft concussion thing, like the guys in the middle.
My assistant coach.
They mouthpiece.
Oh, yeah, mouthpiece.
My assistant coach for flag football played rugby.
Yeah.
I believe at Penn State.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where he played. His knees and everything are so mangled. Like, I have bad knees. I've had 5 surgeries.
Yeah.
His look different.
Yeah.
Like, his...
No, it's not easy on your body. But it's also not easy what they do afterwards, because I guess it's just like tradition in the rugby world. Now, I don't know if Old Glory does it, but I wouldn't be surprised. They'll go to an Irish bar nearby, and both teams celebrate, drink together.
Heavy drinkers.
After the games. I
mean, heavy drinkers. Back and by the way, the way Steven described it to me, they don't pay.
Game. Also,
it's like free drinking. Mm-hmm.
When I was at Towson, the rugby team would drink during games.
Yeah.
Because it's a club sport. Yeah. It's not a real sanctioned sport.
Drinking is
so they're
heavily
drinking on the sidelines
related.
During the games.
Heavily related to rugby for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's hardcore.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Hey, the Maryland Soccerplex, you can bike to it.
Yeah. Not from DC, you can't.
Let's go to Eric in Silver Spring. Eric, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Juckies.
Gentlemen,
what's
hey,
up?
We're all of age to remember when the Nat Stadium was coming and all that red tape and the stadium's coming. You just got to grease a couple of palms and get them all on board.
I generally agree with that.
Yeah,
it's coming. I mean, I can remember when we didn't think Nat Stadium was coming and then boom, it's built. Like, so far as like riding to the game, I have ridden from Bethesda down to Nat Stadium, and that place, that bike lot in there in Nat Stadium is packed.
Come on, man! He said 50 bikes.
No, more than that.
I just looked at a picture. I would say it tops 200. Tops.
Yes, it can get packed.
All right, and you're not riding a bike to any game, of any meaning with your family, with your kids. No one's doing that.
I'm not riding a bike.
How are you carrying your grill?
Tailgate tent's gonna be loaded down.
I mean, it's just a joke.
Gear. Strapping it to your back while you're riding.
I like riding a bike for exercise. I do it on a trail, not a road, because I don't want to.
You respect the road.
I respect the drivers.
You can rollerblade to the new RFK.
Definitely. Dude,
I've started to think about rollerblading again.
I don't know who said it, but you do have that one guy that bikes in. That old guy who's wearing his Greg LeMond tight gear.
Right.
And sweating profusely and got the butt pads on, man, and just comes in there. And then you look like, is he going to shower?
Go there all sweaty and stinky.
I mean, you got to have to bring a backpack with a change of clothes if you're going to do that. You can't just roll around in your super tight biking gear.
I mean, even guys that ride their bike to work, that's a whole thing. Like, you're going to be stinky all day? Yeah. Are you going to go take a shower in the work gym? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's what they do, I guess.
And whoever said it, too, worst thing, man, that 2 lanes on Old Georgetown now is ridiculous.
Right?
I hardly see anybody ride bikes.
It's infuriating. Let's vote out whoever's idea that was.
And, you know, that was supposed to be like a 6-month project.
No one had
made it permanent now.
No one's doing it either. You paid for it. It's so dumb. You should use
it just because your tax dollars paid for it.
I would never do that. I would never ride it. Like, you know. Bikes are meant to go for a little nice little ride on a trail, or go to the convenience store and pick something up, or go to a playground
on the beach,
or the beach.
Yeah, at the beach.
They're not supposed. They're not modes of transportation to go anywhere real. I mean, they're fake little toys.
And DC has become bike friendly too. Like, they're
way too bike friendly.
Oh, it's like this. I mean, Bowser, is there a term limit? Because I swear she's been in office for like 20 years.
10 years.
That's
been
an interesting comment.
That's an interesting comment.
I don't know that there is, though.
Barry
was in and forever.
Out, in and out. He was in and out.
Yeah, Barry was in and out, so his term started over. But I swear she was there when RFK closed.
I don't think so. I think she's right. She's only been there like 10
years.
She said
that long.
Yeah. We've had a bunch of different mayors. All right, thank you. Hey, Eric, I appreciate it, man. Thank you, pal.
I can picture the previous guy, but now I can't remember his name.
Well, I remember the bow tie guy.
Yes.
There's been a lot of different guys. But he was there's been a lot of different guys.
I remember.
There was a younger
too.
Guy who was big into Fenty. Remember, he was big into tennis.
Adrian Fenty,
He was a big tennis guy. whatever.
Mayor Bowser since January of 2015.
Right.
10-year run.
Let's go to
Anthony Williams.
Jake and Bowie, what's up?
Vincent Gray, was he
Vincent
mayor
Gray
too?
Was right. Yeah, he was right in between.
He was the bow tie guy, Fenty, I think.
And I think a lot of them were.
Yeah.
Jake.
Hello, can you hear me?
What's up, dude?
Hey, so I want to preface this by saying I am a younger guy. I never got to experience the RFK thing. So one thing I wanted to bring up, and I'm sure you heard this before, is growing up, I mean, the tailgate was such an integral part of the game for me.
Right.
I mean, that with our family, I mean, going and tailgating was probably more important than watching the game, especially with how bad they've been the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been to Ravens games, and I imagine that's kind of going to be what the experience is like. If I don't know if you guys agree with that or not. I mean,
in what sense?
You're going out the ball.
In what sense?
I mean, from what I've understood, I mean, I got a buddy who lives in Fells Point. I mean, you're going to a bar in Fells or something like that, then either Ubering, scootering to the game, doing Ravens Walk.
Right.
So my understanding is they're going to build this thing up, and eventually that's kind of what I guess what they're aiming for is you're spending before pregame in the city,
mm-hmm.
then moving to the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You'll deal with it, bro.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen. You're just going to deal. You're going to get used to it. If you're going to the games on a regular basis, you're just going to deal.
You know what's a cluster every year? These stupid trees. Everybody comes over to go
cherry blossoms,
and they still come and do it.
Yeah.
Every year,
and they deal with
clockwork.
The traffic.
Fair enough. But I do have one topic of discussion for you. In the emergency, it doesn't go through. I did hear the other day that Six Flags and Bowie is closing.
Yeah, yep. It's a topic. We're going to talk about that.
Definitely going to talk.
We're
going to
talk about that. Stay tuned. Yep. Stay tuned, buddy.
Bingo.
Thanks for the call.
Take my call, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll hit that also a little bit later in the show. We'll talk some NBA. Sean Devaney, NBA writer for Athlon Sports, will join us. We'll talk playoffs. Got a couple of Game Sevens coming up. Kevin McCarthy on the movies at 9:45. All right here on the Junkies.